Tens of thousands of people have already died in Somalia from causes related to malnutrition, with neighboring Djibouti, Ethiopia, and Kenya also badly affected. Malnutrition rates in Somalia are among the highest in the world. The worst-hit areas are the Bakool and Lower Shabelle regions in southern Somalia, most of which is held by Islamic militia groups whose commanders banned aid agencies 2 years ago and have only very recently begun allowing limited aid to reach those most in need.
In the very short term, we should simply try to alleviate the suffering of the people.
Bishop Giorgio Bertin is the apostolic administrator for Mogadishu, who on Tuesday received a 50,000 euro donation from Pope Benedict XVI through the Pontifical Council Cor Unum, which oversees the Holy Father's personal charitable activities and initiatives. The Catholic Church has been a presence in Somalia for more than a century, working to alleviate suffering and oppose oppression. Bishop Bertin told us that in addition to the urgent and pressing need for food assistance, the country needs a realistic plan for achieving long-term stability.
The very precarious presence of our church depends, according to my opinion, to the restoration of a functioning state in Somalia. That is why during these years I have been pleading not only for humanitarian support to Somalia, but really support which will recreate a functioning state, which will be the best solution for the Somali themselves, but at the same time for a renewed presence of the Catholic Church in a more, let us say, normal way than what is happening at this moment.
In the meantime, the appeal of Bishop Bertin, of Pope Benedict XVI, and of the United Nations is for an immediate and massive relief effort. I'm Chris Altieri.